Visitor privileges at Sudbury's Health Science North are changing due to the rising number of active COVID-19 cases within the local health unit jurisdiction. With 270 active cases, Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, is currently monitoring the highest rate of active cases among all of Ontario's 34 health units. In order to help mitigate the situation and reduce risk for patients and staff, HSN said it is reverting back to measures for visitor allowances that were introduced at previous points of the pandemic. The following changes have come into effect as of Thursday, November 11, 2021 until further notice. All inpatients, previously allowed two designated care partners or two visitors at one time. Under the new restriction, two designated care partners may alternate visits. Only one designated care partner may visit at a time. No additional visitors. Patients who are at end of life, previously allowed two designated care partners or two visitors at one time. Under the new restriction, where there is opportunity to maintain 2 meters of physical distance, both designated care partners may be permitted at the same time. No additional visitors permitted except for during planned withdrawal of life support or expected last 24 hours of life. In this case, more visitors may be allowed at the bedside as arranged with the care team to accommodate where space allows. Children under 18 years of age, previously allowed two designated care partners or two visitors. With the new restriction, they are allowed two designated care partners. Both may visit at the same time. No other visitors are permitted. Patients giving birth, previously allowed two designated care partners with exceptions in place for surrogate births or adoption. Under the new restrictions, one designated care partner with exceptions in place for a surrogate birth or adoption. All other visitor and designated care partner allowances remain unchanged, and further information can be found on the hospital website here. HSN said it is also asking city residents to follow the advice of Public Health Sudbury and Districts and take additional action to prevent the spread of COVID-19 in our community.